for that sweet dessert of your day, you've got the ice cream, the pie crust, the apples, and the sugar. What are you missing? Cinnamon. So here's your little dose of cinnamon now.
Hello again, everyone, and thanks again for joining me for another episode of Cinnamon Chronicles. I, of course, am Cinnamon, your crazy navigator in this little story of chronicles of my crazy-ass life being middle-aged. Been thinking a lot about my sister here lately, and there's a good reasons why. If you've been listening, you know, she passed away not too long ago, or a little over a year ago, and I miss her every day. So, without further ado, let me tell you about my sister, my friend. I guess my older sister always kind of liked me, I guess. I was told by my parents that she used to get me out of my crib in the mornings, and she used to drag me on the floor by my gown into the next room and play with me. I think it was like a doll to her. But they also have pictures of me. She used to take me outside too. I don't know how the fuck she did that, because I'm sure she probably drugged my ass out there too. I'm surprising I'm not brain damaged. Maybe that's why I'm a little crazy or silly. Anyway, she did. I was like her little doll. And so we've kind of always had a little bit of a special bond. One, you know, not only is she my older sister, but we're also Libras. So our birthdays are very, very close. And honestly, we share other bonds as well. We are also sorority sisters, so we have that bond as well, which is really kind of cool. I remember being initiated into the sorority. You know, when we were doing all the ritualistic stuff, I just remember looking at her, and it brought tears to my eyes, because I really felt it's something that she really, really wanted for herself. And although I really didn't want to do it, I was glad I rushed, and I was glad that we were able to share that additional bond as well. But so, you know, I always looked up to the older sister bear. And she was always a little bit more shy or backward than I. Well, we both kind of, neither one of us were really extroverts too much when we were in school. We were both kind of low-key when we were younger. She stayed, you know, she attempted to go to college after she graduated high school, but she didn't do well being away from home. She was a home girl. She wanted to be home and close to family, which, you know, there's nothing fucking wrong with that. So she ended up going to business school in a neighboring city after a year at Western Kentucky. And then she got her business degree. And then she also studied real estate, and she kind of did kind of the, you know, back then it was still kind of limited, you know, with what you can do. So she ended up doing that, and she worked locally, and then worked in retail and worked all kinds of stuff. And then she eventually ended up moving to Indy with me. And that's where a lot of our adventures began as adults, being roommates. It's, you know, it's different being roommates with your sister. You know, there's some things you do the same, but yet, you know, you still have your privacy. And, you know, one thing, we're always really, really good together in the morning, because neither one of us were really, really morning people. And it was really kind of funny. You know, there'd be mornings when we would get up, and the most we would say to each other is like, "Are you finished in there?" I mean, it was like neither one of us were morning people. But it was always kind of fun to have her as a roommate. She was a really good friend, and we did share a lot of things in common, even though we were both moving in different directions. She was more in a business direction, and I, at the time, was on my first attempt in nursing school. So it was a really fun time to be in your 20s and hanging out with your big sis. And at that time, I mean, we were really, really, even though I had friends, She was always kind of my best friend. So it's always really, really cool when your sister also is your best friend. There's nothing like it. And things started to change as things usually do. And there were difficulties being roommates. At some point, sometimes when people are moving in different directions, and I think with our careers, we were both moving in different directions, so there was kind of a split for a while. And sometimes, people don't like relationships between other like sisters and stuff. They don't like that. So occasionally you do have some people that kind of fucking step in and interrupt relationships like that too. And actually that's one of the things that happened to us. But at the time it was hurtful, but it also needed to happen. There were several bonuses to having an older sister, especially one that was like a couple years older than you. I mean, that was like the perfect thing, because when she was in high school, I mean, when I started high school, she was already in high school, so I had somebody to, to drive me around and hang out with. Even though she had her own friends, she still, drug me along as well. And that was kind of neat. And then also, she when I got into college, or when I went to college, after I graduated, she also gave me her ID. So, we looked a lot alike. So I had my own fake ID, that nobody really questioned. So yeah, I had it going on. So I thought, I'm like, whoo, got a fake ID. Whoop, whoop, whoop. What the fuck ever. But yeah, sometimes that got me in trouble, but sometimes it served me well. I can't complain too much about that. But so we did. We hung out a lot when I would come home from college, and there were just times we just did. You hung out with your sisters. I had friends, but a lot of them were, when you graduate, everybody just kind of scatters, so you just kind of seem to conjugate with the same people. Here and there, which is usually normal. But we really, really, really didn't start getting along, and really getting along even better when she moved with me to Indianapolis. That's when we started getting a lot closer, and we spent some time in a few different apartments and with some roommates, and then it was just us. And that was some good times too. We were both, working. I was working nights. It worked out well. I was working nights and she was working days. So, we usually met each other coming and going. And then as students, we were in two different programs, so we really didn't see each other when we were on campus. So, but we still partied together, and we spent our weekends. So again, you have a tendency to get really, really, really close. And then, like I said, we did have our issues where we did fall apart from each other, but taking a bit of a separation again was necessary, and we eventually came back together as roommates again. But when she moved home, that was then I was back to being just myself and alone again, and me reestablishing myself. And I had a good job at the time, so that was, it became just a little bit more distant. Even though we would communicate, we were still just a little bit more distant, and she became close with my younger sister Bear. But it still gets strained, and I think that's normal, when you have a relationship with family members like that. I mean, sometimes, you get caught up in each other's paths, and you kind of lose your own path. And I knew my sister pretty well, but I'm sure she had secrets that she didn't even share with me. I know she didn't date a lot. I mean, she did go out here and there. That was just one thing her and I never really discussed. And to be quite honest, we were just busy. We were busy, working and just being working girls. So there really wasn't that much discussion for it, to be quite honest. But I always saw her as a strong one. But then after she moved back home, There were several times she was also calling me, and I feel like, at some point I kind of moved into be the more stronger, maybe just a little bit more stable than her, but more, I don't know, more of an extrovert. There for a while, when she moved back home, she became an introvert again. I think deep down inside, my sister really didn't like being alone. She needed to be around people and she needed to be around family. That was her thing. That was one of the things she loved, and she tried it on her own, but she really just didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. And there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's different. Everybody's different in their own right. Even though we were very, very similar, we were very, very different at the same time. But a lot of our parallels were pretty much the same. At some point, we were. I thought to, it's like, oh my God, we're gonna be like, those two really old women, living together, sisters being just goofy ass sisters because everybody knew us as the sisters. Older sister Bear and I were known for shenanigans between us. We did have our good times. Of course, I was fortunate enough when I was a freshman in high school, she actually was a senior, so I was lucky enough to be able to go out and spend time, go out and just be a teenager. And some of it did entail, dragging Main Street and doing some drinking and, crazy ass shit like that. And, there were nights we had some wild nights. One night in particular, I remember specifically, was a night our parents actually ended up dragging Main Street because we were being harassed by the local city police because some stupid bitch was harassing us, and then she turned around and tried to tell everybody that it was us harassing her, but she dodged, or she liked to swerve into my sister's car from time to time, and that night, and really pissed her off because it was her car. I mean, she's, we didn't fuck with her, we just didn't want her to fuck with us, and she was being a bitch anyway. And long story short, my sister kicked her ass on Main Street later that night because she ended up doing something stupid, and pulled us over, finally pushed us to the point, or pushed her to the point and pulled her over. And by God, she used to carry a bat in her a ball bat in her car, and Dad always told her, you come out swinging and don't you stop. And I think her brother tried to interject that situation, and I think she, knocked him in the head with it too. Didn't hurt him, but it definitely got their attention. And yeah, we had some shenanigans. That was actually the same night our parents ended up dragging Maine as well. We went home and switched cars because they were agitating us in the first car. So we just did a switch, and our parents came uptown in that one and proceeded to tell the local police at the time to leave his daughters alone. Yeah, it was quite a surprise when the policeman walked up and caught my mom and dad sitting in the car. Yeah. He had a few choice words for him. Bucky, you'll never forget that shit. But we did. We had a lot of shenanigans, and we traveled. We traveled. She was very active in creative memory, so we traveled. And I remember one time in particular, we took off, and this was later after I had moved back home. We took off for Minnesota for a creative memories convention because she really wanted to go, and I really wanted to get her there. And we took off for this convention, and we were cruising along. I always like to travel at night. I just, I'm just a night driver. I just like to drive at night. And we took off, and here we were driving up through the middle of Illinois. God, Illinois is a fucking boring state. Georgia reminds me a lot of Illinois. We were driving up through there, and I made a mistake. I turn around to her and say, "Hey, damn, we're making some pretty good time." About that time, I turned and looked in front of me, and there's a big fat deer standing right in the middle of the road. So it's like, what the shit? And I, of course, turned, like I said, heard to do, turn your car a little bit, or rev the engine a little bit, and they'll run. Well, it fucking did. It ran right towards the damn car, took a nice big-ass leap and landed right in smack dab in the middle of the windshield, which ended up with the deer in it about 6 inches from my face. I just remember glass shattering. The windshield was just completely shattered, although it didn't fall. It was just shattered. So, you know, I had to end up pulling it over to the side of the road, and that ended up being a long little escapade. We ended up in a hotel, and then I finally got a fucking rental car later that afternoon, and we hauled ass on to Minnesota, but it was a long-ass trip. But the main point was for her to get to her convention because she really enjoyed it, and we had a few laughs while we were there too. Sometimes people just act stupid in crowd situations like that, and you know, it wasn't assigned seating, but I think a friend of hers was running into the damn, they were running and running in the dark, running into a dark auditorium. I mean, there was little light. And, you know, the big thing you had to be careful of is that's when people started to carry those pull behinds. You had to be really careful. You know, because you can fucking trip over them. And here we are, walking along, and we're watching this friend of Robin's running along, and she wasn't paying attention to what she was in. She fell flat on her fucking face. On her damn face. My God, that'll teach you to run in a convention. You know, you need to pay attention to what you're fucking doing. Person could get hurt. I had a lot of really good memories of my sister. But I probably am most fond of the memories that I have of her within the last 5 years of her life. We had already obviously moved to Florida, and she really didn't get out that much, and she had a few friends, so most of the time was just spent with me. And that's the time when she really started getting sick. She really started having issues. She was an amputee, and she started having problems with her non-amputated leg. It was taking all the brunt of it, so she started having knee issues, and at some point I just looked at her one day and noticed she was having trouble walking, and I noticed, and her damn leg was like bowed outward, and it became, you know, a concern for me, obviously, and a concern for the gentleman down here who was wonderful, making her prosthetic and keeping her up on the latest prosthetics and newest, much better than actually. That's one good thing about living here in Florida, is she got in touch with a prosthetic person who kept her in the most latest prosthetics, and because she went up and down. Her stump, you know, kind of, she didn't really have that many issues with it. She had a lot of skin. I don't think she just trimmed down very, very super easy. But that was the start of her decline in her health. She started having issues with TIAs, and I'm not really sure if it was blood pressure or if it was blood sugar. Probably a combination of both. She never really did take very good care of herself. She always put herself last, which was unfortunate for her. She really shouldn't have, but that's kind of when she started losing, you know, her ability to walk a lot, and eventually she became completely dependent on a wheelchair, which I can't imagine how difficult that would be to not be able to walk. She could stand, she could pivot, she could do some things, but as far as taking a step, those days were no more. And of course, an additional issue started to happen. She started having issues with some congestive heart failure, and one of her last big stays in the hospital, we thought she had an infection in her prosthesis, in her stump. But it turned out that her gallbladder seemed to be a huge source of a lot of issues, and they were able to take care of that in that hospital. But because of the disease process of the gallbladder, and she had some complications, and I think that's where her decline started. So our activity was very, very limited, and of course my health was starting to fail a little bit. With my knees were terrible, and it was very, very difficult for me. So we spent a lot of time at home, and we spent a lot of time together here. We didn't do a lot of stuff. Mostly it was just sitting around just watching TV, or we would, at some point she started losing her sight, so I would have to start helping her cook, which didn't hurt me. It benefited me in the same way, but it was very, very difficult to watch her decline the way she did. I don't wish that upon anyone, but unfortunately, with family members and when you're that close, it does sometimes seem to happen. I remember eventually, because of some of the things that happened, this last time, that one time with her gallbladder, they gave her too much of an antibiotic, a very powerful antibiotic, and it blew her kidneys. So she had to go on dialysis, which was, some of her biggest fears were needles, and I watched her conquer that fear by going to dialysis 3 times a week, and I went with her one time. I didn't go with her the first time, but I went with her one time, and I was just totally blown away how strong and how fearful she was, but it came to be something that she conquered, and she just treated it like it was nothing, but I knew deep down inside it was something, and I was really proud of her for doing that. She, closer to her last few years, things got to be very taxing on her. We couldn't really travel as much because it took a lot out of her. And of course, having to evacuate for the hurricane was extremely stressful on her and her body. And I remember having a picture of her and starting to look, and I could see the tiredness in her eyes and in her face. And I knew that my time was starting to become more limited. In the beginning of 2018, in January, I realized that we were 2 years into dialysis and they had only given her a 5-year prognosis. So I tried my best to do everything I could to bring her some sort of joy, even if it was just taking her for a drive or getting her hair colored purple, which was one of the things she really, really wanted. And getting her nails done, that stuff was very, very important to her. And I struggled. I still sometimes struggle with guilt because I realized that there were some things that I could have done better. But the one thing I hold on to that seems still very, very precious to me is I quit remembering the things that I didn't do, and I just started thinking about all the things that I did do right and the things that did bring her joy. And that's the things, or the time that I hold on to, is what I, when I did do it right. Getting old truly sucks. Not because your body starts changing and breaking down, but mostly it's a lot of loss. A loss in your body, you know, things that happen with it. A loss of energy, a loss of, you know, sometimes in some people's cases it's independence, but losing parents is a tough thing. Some people lose them early. I was fortunate enough to have mine until my 30s and 40s. But losing a sibling takes it to a whole new fucking level. Losing parents, yes, you feel like an orphan, but losing siblings, it just kind of cuts you to the bone. And it's something that it's hard to get through sometimes, but we have to do it only because you realize that death truly is a part of life, and none of us are getting out of this fucking alive. It's inevitable. We're all going to die. But if we can just make those last times a little bit easier on ourselves and each other, it truly helps. But the big thing is, folks, we just have to keep moving forward. And we all know that forward is never a fucking straight line. Yes, we can enjoy the curves, but for God's sakes, even though it's hard, stay in your fucking lane. Until next time, my friends.